adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, yo, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Tonight, from Coupling, Lindsay Price and Jay Harrison, both here tonight.
Harrington. Nice.
Harrington?
Yes.
Oh.
Close.
However you please.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Oh, we'll not soon get over this.
It's the heat. I know it's the heat. I heard them for sure declare tonight that it's going to go through the weekend.
Let me say this. First off, I'm officially going mad. Mad, I tell you. Mad!
Insane.
Yeah.
I'll certify. I'll certify
I need a note.
Yeah, no,
because
no.
I'm gonna urinate on a airport radar screen or something. I'm gonna do something insane soon because I'm mad. The heat is making me mad.
It does that.
Yes,
you need to hydrate.
My brain is frying, and I was.
You guys
driving,
must not live in the valley the way we do. Sorry.
I was driving in tonight, and they were like, "It's gonna heat up," and I was like, "What is the sun gonna collide with the earth? How can it heat up?" How can it heat up?
It's 9:45.
Yeah.
It's an Indian summer or something.
Yeah, but
I gotta
started
kill those
in
July. We should have taken them all out. This is our prom. We let them off the hook. We had the Indians on the ropes. We let them off the hook. Now they're kicking our ass with this gambling and these summers they have. I told you, Drew. All right. Well, anyway, you guys live by the beach or
I'm
something?
I'm in Santa Monica.
No, please.
Cry me a river.
It's kind of cold in the mornings.
It's only 40 degrees cooler there. 40
degrees. It's getting me sick going cold and then hot and during the
morning. No, yeah, you still have made it. You've not made it even over the hill into the valleys where we live.
Well, we work in the valley.
Oh, yeah?
But the news is that we get to work in a freezing cold soundstage.
Yeah, right. Like 65 degrees.
Yeah, that's good. You know, the thing about I never can figure this out where they go, the weather report every morning, they go, it's going to be in the high 60s in Santa Monica. It's getting up into the 80s into Los Angeles, 140 in the San Fernando Valley. Like, well, how do we start in the 60s? Like, I mean, it's literally 35 degrees difference between the beach and the valley, and as the crow flies, it's about 8 miles.
Yeah.
And everyone always gives me this talking about the hills and the this and the that, but is there any other place that's this way?
Not that I know of. Not the populace
know?
Like this.
Lindsay, where are you from?
I am from here, born and raised.
What's your nationality?
My mother is from Korea, orphaned. I think she's Korean-Japanese because, you know, she was born during the war. She doesn't look 100% Korean.
Your dad? Black
dad
guy.
Dad is, yeah, big black guy.
Yeah, Lucius.
He's the, you know, average white guy.
Yeah, that's a good mix.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks.
See, that's nice. Now, Drew, I always say that you're Asian.
That, you like that.
You know, white guy.
Yeah.
Asian is a good nationality, but it's a little too much.
You think?
It's a little strong. You need to dial them down just a little bit, and just a little infusion of the round eye dials them in just enough. Perfect.
Yeah, I have a bit of an identity crisis, but they say that mutts are genetically stronger.
That's right.
Yep.
Genetic diversity adds to the health of the population.
Right,
absolutely.
So that's maybe why I'm not sick and I don't have a cold.
Yeah. Drew's been saying that for years, yet if your little blonde daughter brought home big black guy, you'd have a heart attack, right?
No, I wouldn't.
Are you sure?
Yes, he would. Oh, that'd be great taboo stuff, though. All right, so Coupling. What's going on with Coupling? A lot of hype. Then I heard they're switching the time, or it's going on hiatus, or what's happening.
Yeah, I heard we were canceled.
And I heard that, too.
No, don't give me the truth. I want Hollywood spin.
Well, we had a lot of hype, for sure, in the beginning. I think, you know, NBC was anticipating Friends going off the air, you know, in the year.
Mm-hmm.
And we're a show with three girls and three guys, and, you know, were singles, and there was a lot of similarities, and that expectation was great.
Right.
Yeah, I think were I a critic in the same situation, having heard about this show every day for months, I would have,
you
know, come at it and slammed it myself.
Well, there's been this talk just like today and yesterday that the networks are complaining. They're like, hey, what's going on? People aren't watching the networks, and there's got to be something wrong with the Nielsen system.
Something with the people.
And something wrong with the people. Maybe that something's wrong with the people. But then I started thinking about it. When you look at the Emmy nominations, and HBO is down for 750, and ABC has 2.5 in the technical department, really? What's your case? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah there's a million stations out there that people can watch.
Oh, my God. Everyone's on TV now.
Yeah.
Swear to Christ, I used to be on TV. Even Drew was on for a while in the 70s. Remember that? Huh?
It's 85. Come on.
Oh, yeah, but it seemed like 70s. Yeah. I mean, because of the way your hair was.
Hair.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, here's what we need. So we need you to go see Coupling on Thursday nights, 9:30 on NBC, right?
Absolutely.
That's correct.
That's right.
We feel like we have a lot more to offer than just, you know, they're promoting us as this really sexy, racy show, and it is that. We have a very honest, you know, way of telling stories about single people, but it's more than that.
Yeah, and it's based through, you know, it's looking through at a very monogamous couple that's brand new and what they're dealing with and being a new couple and the advice they get from friends and...
Yeah, people are, but they're almost naked too, right?
we're naked
on a billboard.
This may be
the return of frolicking.
Yeah, they're frolicking.
We are definitely frolicking.
I like that.
It should be called frolicking.
Yeah, I like romps as well.
Romps at 9:30 on
Thursday. As I'm going mad, I'll enjoy watching a romp.
You really will.
Hey, remember how I was complaining about Amazon.com reading those reviews about my book? It was driving me insane.
Yeah.
But not on the air.
You're doing it off
the
air.
No, I was doing
it
on the air because a number of listeners came to my rescue and started writing stuff on Amazon. Yeah. It was very kind.
That was your wife.
No, it wasn't.
It was. She told me, but she did not tell you.
My mother's doing the same thing.
Pamela Deshane and a reader from USA and somebody with a screen name, Capybara and Joyanne Lewis.
True. Why do you do that? Why do you read? Why do you read your stuff?
That was my mistake, but when I went back and saw our listeners running to my rescue, I appreciated it. So I said thank you.
All right.
Some of us on our cast, and I will not name names, are actually logging on to the Coupling website and secretly going into the chat rooms thumping the show, you know, for what it is. We've got a lot, you know, because it was a hit in England.
Oh, right.
So there's a lot of people who compare the British version to the American version.
Is it still on in England?
Yeah, it is. They have different seasons. They work, I think, like 7-episode blocks, and then the writer... There's only one writer there, where here we have, you know, a whole crew.
And there's no network. It's the BBC. It's a public station, so they don't have...
Of course, it's on the American... There's a bunch of writers, so it must be written.
But, all right, they're smart
so
over there.
More.
But when did we decide they were better than we were? Do you know what I mean, as far as programming goes?
No,
like, they got Benny Hill and Dame Edna. That's all they got over there.
And they got Absolutely Fabulous.
Oh, they got the Absolutely Fabulous. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. There we go.
Jeff?
Yep.
You're 24?
Yep.
What's up?
Real simple question, first of all. My girlfriend, fiance, loves, like, nipples. Too damn much.
She likes your nipples.
Yeah. Well, she likes hers, too. But, you know, so she loves me to do, like, play with hers, lick on hers, which is fine. Then she attacks mine, and is a guy thing. I don't like it. I don't care. But she wants to spend half an hour on it.
Is that each one or 15 apiece?
15 apiece.
Okay.
That's too much time for anything.
It's like, leave him alone.
All right, jack off, Jeff from Oklahoma. Look, here's the thing. I don't know if this is bogus or not. I like a little nipple play myself.
Therefore, you won't listen to him? You're incensed by Jeff?
No,
it upsets you to hear him.
It upsets me when someone makes a mockery
of something you like.
Guys with sensitive nipples.
That's what I'm saying.
We so often we're branded by society
because
sensitive enough and open enough with our sexuality and secure enough in our sexuality to admit that we have nerve endings in our nipples. And then we enjoy a little nipple play. Yes, Drew?
Duh.
It always makes Drew. I always just say nipple play until Drew cringes. Usually he'll ratch if I say it three or four more times.
But I thought you were going to say something in the order of sex being about doing something you don't want to do to somebody else or letting them do it to you. You know what I mean? It's taking turns.
Yeah.
Let just shut up.
Tell him you don't want to tell me.
Or just she just shut up. If she really is into that, let him.
Into his nipples? All right. I know we shouldn't do this, but I'm going to try to talk to Jeff again. Jeff?
Yeah.
Can you tell her that you don't want your nipples manipulated?
Well, I'll mention it.
You'll mention it.
All right, sweetie pie.
All right.
We'll see you in hell, okay? How hot is it there in Oklahoma?
68 degrees, but I'm a truck driver. I started off in PA this morning.
All right, no one cares where you go. Oh, I'm so jealous of the rest of the country. That's all I did last night is talk to people from the Bay Area. And they were like, well, when the wind blows, it gets down into the 40s.
Yeah.
But it's usually about 60. And I'm like, oh, I'm going mad. I'm telling you, I can't. I got a lot of hair on my body, you know?
Uh-huh. So you're hot.
I'm hot.
Literally.
I'm hot. Yeah.
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 You need to. You know what? I just realized you need to learn how to pant, because you're
this
sort of draped like my dogs. You know, you sort of got that fur going.
Yeah. I got to dispel heat from my mouth.
Yes, it's not going to come off your skin.
You live in the Valley, right? There's a lot of good... Oh, you don't? Well, there's a lot of good waxing places in the Valley.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. That might cool you down.
If he would have a pelt if you would wax down.
Oh, how dare you?
Am I not right?
I'm not... Actually, how dare you?
Am I not right?
No, I'll tell you something, mister. I have a hairy ass. Yeah. I said it. I don't have a problem with that. Lathers up the soap. The ladies love it. But I don't have hair. I don't have that much hair on my chest or back.
I'm just saying it. You could, like, build, like,
Drew's back a chick. Half. What's your least hairy part? Look at Drew.
Wow.
Look at this. What do I got to work with a hairless puss? Look at this. That's a forearm there. Look at that. There's not no hair on him. It's like an old burn victim or something. Is there no hair on your legs as well?
No, just my forearms are...
Really?
Yeah.
You don't have hair anywhere else?
No.
Oh, true.
There's a little.
See, I knew I could see his nipples. We talked about my
but
nipples.
But it's not like trying to find Santa Claus's mouth as it is.
Come on, buddy.
Find your anus in
come
the
on,
forest
buddy.
There.
Come on, buddy. Please. Diana?
Yeah?
You're 20?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, about 6 months ago, my boyfriend and I were having anal sex. And afterwards, there was feces on the bed and on me and on him. And
that's shocking. How could this have happened?
I don't know. It's confusing, in fact.
No, I know that, obviously, it was there because of where we were having sex. But we'd done it before and nothing.
Lucked out.
We'd done it a couple times before.
And your question?
Is why that happened. Like if
let's see. If I rammed my pinky up my nose 3 or 4 feet, you think I might come out the little snot under my nail?
Was a lot.
A lot of snot?
No, there was... Yeah.
A lot of what?
A lot of poo.
I just want to hear her say it. What do you mean a lot? First off, a little poo goes a long way. Anyone who's hit a pile in the park while they were jogging knows that just... half a hockey puck can
cover
your entire body.
And stay with you for
and destroy
hours.
Your life.
Yeah.
Your day. You can track it in your, you move it in your car, your work, your girlfriend's house, your bow shoes, your hair. It's all over the place.
Yeah.
I don't know who decided that this stuff could spread this way. but here's,
let me look into it.
Get on that. A little bit goes a long way. So maybe it's just, you know, it's a little bit.
Yeah, it's not much, Diana,
okay.
I'm sure.
But What do you expect? What do you expect? What are you looking for?
You're
looking at how to continue that behavior without what's normally there showing itself?
Yeah, because...
You can enemize yourself beforehand.
Yeah.
Right? You can do enemas, and that's about it. Otherwise, it's coming down.
This is going to be an episode of Coupling, by the way, coming up.
I have no doubt. They need to crank their ratings.
Got a few seasons
that's
ahead
right.
before.
Sweeps is coming up.
The enema episode.
Well, what do you give yourself an enema moments before, and what kind of enema?
Probably tap water.
Just tap water?
Yeah, or a Fleet's. Yeah.
What's the Fleet's?
Fleet's the one in the bottle.
Is that like siphoning gas?
Once you get it,
the tap water is like siphoning gas. Yes.
Now, what do you do? What you fill up the bag and
Well, the Fleet's just it comes in a pre.
You squeeze it in there. Are you supposed to go number two first and then give yourself an enema?
Not necessarily.
Really?
It's coming anyway. You know what I mean?
That's what it's for, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Gets you going there. Yeah, but she's not using it to get going. She's used to sort of mop up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Diana.
Yeah.
There you go. You're 20. You tired of just regular vaginal sex? Grown bored?
No, it wasn't my idea. It was my boyfriend's idea.
Yeah, well, maybe it's something you don't really want to do. It doesn't sound like you're something you're terribly into.
Are you into it?
I liked stuff. Like, I liked him when he touched me around there, but...
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't bad, but ever since then, I've just been...
Is he wearing a condom?
Terrified of the whole...
Terrified. Is he wearing a condom?
No. We've been seeing each other for 3 years, and we're engaged. And
still, I don't trust him.
Ooh, no,
kid, oh, child.
No, I trust him completely.
Mommies aren't supposed to be being anally raped.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't.
It's in the Bible.
Been born, so.
I see. She's right. All right. All right.
She gets enough poo from the baby. Right.
God willing, one day she'll be in your shoes. All right, baby doll. You're fine. Calling from British Columbia. Yes.
Yes.
What's the temperature up there?
So cold. It's so cold. I've got my stove on right now, actually.
You got your stove on because it's so cold?
Yeah.
Yeah. What is it outside? What do you think?
Maybe 5.
Oh, my
5.
God.
Wow.
Oh. Oh, that sounds so good.
I walked into my house yesterday. I don't even live in the valley. I live in the city. I walked into my house. It was 90 degrees downstairs on the downstairs thermostat, 90. Not radio exaggeration. That house doesn't get a lot of shade, and it's not in a real good position, catching a lot of sun. 90 downstairs. Upstairs, 92. Oof. 92 effing degrees in my goddamn bedroom at 6 o'clock yesterday
evening. The fans going and the windows open.
Today was crazy. Today, I can't. I'm going mad. Here's what I figured out today. If I open the kitchen window,
yeah,
and I put a fan in the kitchen window that'll suck the air from outside into the house because it's at night, the house all hot. And if I turn the hood fan on, it'll pull the hot air out of the house and push it outside into the neighbor's yard. It's like a madman. And I'm flicking off all kinds of lights because, I don't want that 40 water creating any more heat than I already have in the house. Wow. Yes, I'm going mad.
Yeah.
Mad,
yeah,
I tell you.
You are.
Yeah. And then, like I said, it's going to heat up. Don't worry, kids. What the F is going on? What's going on? We got to kill those Indians. I think
the Earth is sort of swooped closer to the sun for some reason.
Something's going on. Yeah. But how come we're being mocked by everyone we talk to around the country is freezing their ass off? Oral?
Hey, guys. What's up?
You're 18?
Yeah.
What is up?
Well, I'm in the dorms at college. And my roommate, he masturbates while I'm asleep, and I can hear him, and I haven't said anything yet.
In, like, the bed next to you or something?
Yeah, well, not next to each other, but, yeah, in the room.
Yeah.
And I don't really know how to approach him, because I don't want to do it weird the first time, because then after that, he's going to think I'm a weirdo or whatever.
Yeah. Did you say it's in the other room?
He's in the room with me.
Oh.
Sense of humor goes a long way.
Yeah.
I think. You know?
So should I mention it?
Lighten it up.
Because he's like... gets up and goes to the computer and stuff, and I don't know whether I should mention it or not.
When you get...
He gets up and goes to the computer and continues his masturbation?
Yeah.
Bogus.
Yeah, we don't believe it.
Nice try.
Well,
sorry, dude.
And stuff like that in his
head. Yeah, whatever.
Jackass.
You guys are good.
Yeah, he's full of crap. Hey, and let me just say this. We haven't talked about this in a while, but, when you're doing that dorm thing... And that roommate thing, you have the one-bedroom apartment, the few roommates, or you have the dorm situation. Everybody wants the VCR, it's my VCR. I want to put the VCR in my room. I could remember this back in the day. We just had one VCR. Roommate wants the VCR. Your room just becomes a designated jack-off area then. That's the jack room. This is a horrible plan, you putting the VCR in your room.
No, wherever you put the VCR, that's the jack room.
I know, but at least... Let it be the neutral
not
living
the
room. Yes,
common space. People complain about walking in on my roommate, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. You need to go in the bathroom.
VCR in the bathroom?
That sounds good.
Plug it into the GFI plug and just have like a yellow one that you'll work in the tub as well. Yeah. That's what you need. You're right. The VCR, if there's a bunch of guys under 25 living together, they need a VCR that's built into the shower.
Yes. Yes, or like a DVD player.
See, a lot of guys like to beat off in the shower, but my problem is I got to bring some material with me until I've perfected my lamination process.
Yeah. But you can skip right over that.
I'm patent pending.
Skip
I can't talk
over that.
About
and go right to the DVD player, shower DVD player.
Build it right into the wall like the soap dish.
Yeah, they got the CD ones for the shower.
Yeah, why not the DVD?
Yeah, they got that thing that hangs off the thing. Yeah, DVD hanging off there.
It's embarrassing when you get caught walking down. You got your flip flops, you got your soap, your shampoo, and your bucket of porn.
Big drum of Nivea and a bucket of porn.
Look at Lindsay. She's like, "Holy Christ! How do I get the
like,
out of here?
God.
How do I get out of here?"
This is really an important thing that we've stumbled onto, and I know we're kidding about it, but this is important.
Well, I suspect
this is important.
So. Yeah.
No, because here's the thing: Guys will beat off wherever the VCR is.
Yes.
If you have a roommate, if you have a husband, if you have a boyfriend, if you have a kid brother, I don't care who, a house guest, I don't care who it is, anyone who's living in that house full time is going to beat off wherever the VCR is.
Or DVD player.
Put the VCR, put it in the refrigerator, he beats off all over the ambrosia salad.
I should be maybe.
Wherever it is, that's where he beats off. Plug it into the lawn. He's beating off on the lawn. This is how guys are. We
I'm
should put it in the shower.
I put a TV in my kitchen.
Oh, you did.
Watch out.
But with
so
a,
I got
with a VCR?
That.
With a VCR?
Yeah, yeah. It's no. It's actually hooked to a central VCR DVD hub. You know, it goes through plasma thing.
Oh,
it's
plasma.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Central DVD.
Better Scotch guard that baby.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Who's that? You got? Are you married? You have a boyfriend?
I am engaged.
You're engaged? Yeah. It's beating off in the kitchen right now.
Apparently.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yep.
Bad times.
Little in the rice, little in the sugar. Make an omelet.
Ambrosia salad.
Yeah.
O'Rell was a good example of bogus call because, you know, we were kind of on to him. And then, as we're asking questions, he has to up it right in the middle.
I didn't understand the s'mores.
The point was we were just asking reasonable questions about kind of a questionable situation, and he has to push in something that we weren't even asking about.
You know? Right.
So that's bogus.
Whatever.
Yeah. Whatever.
My buddy Sal, Jimmy's cousin Sal, he would actually record the soundtrack to Debbie Does Dallas and bring it with him to beat off in the shower because he could not get any porn in the shower, but he would have a...
auditory experience.
That's what he says, yeah.
Pavlovian beat-off response.
He's quite a man.
Well, obviously way ahead of his time.
Let's see
what
we go.
Don't you guys have enough, visual stuff in your mind somewhere? I mean...
Men actually
but then
need...
it's like the soap dish, and that brings you to like, I got to clean the kitchen.
Two things. Yeah, men need to look at something. They just have a very... In fact, that's what cave drawings were all about. I just didn't have a suspicion.
I get it. Yeah. I just I'd like to think that you could, drum up something.
They can. In a pinch, they can.
Here's the thing. Yeah.
No, not fantastic. Something they've already seen.
We can get by.
Right.
I mean, if we're camping or a plane goes down in the Rockies or something,
right.
And we got to beat off, let's say, say you have a compound fracture for your leg, you're low on food,
right.
It's freezing temperatures at night, and you got to squeeze one off before the rescue party gets there.
They cut that scene out of Alive, but yes, you're right.
you could do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could do it, but when I know that there's perfectly good video porn in the house,
mm-hmm. Oh, forget it.
I'm not gonna challenge myself that way.
Adam, we have a contest that goes through the 23rd, the 28 Days Later promotion, where we will be giving DVDs of the horror film 28 Days Later,
yes.
Which is now available. We'll be giving it to everyone over the age of 18 that gets on the air tonight. And then on the 26th, we'll be drawing a winner from amongst these people to see who gets to go to the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Las Vegas, where they will have the opportunity to hold on to that room for 28 days.
Wasn't last night the last night we're going to do this godforsaken thing?
No, tomorrow night.
All right.
We'll do it three.
We've got to get this over with.
Yeah.
This is a thorn in my side.
I know.
I was just in the middle of spending my second hour talking about beating off in the shower.
You can start now. You can go now.
Rudely interrupted by this 28-day later promotion.
Yeah. After the commercial, you can pick it right up. Just think,
Do we really have to?
Here's what I don't want to risk picking it up, so let's just talk through the commercial with Lindsay
about it,
and then that way we won't miss a beat when we hit the air.
And then when she throws up, we know we've spoken enough about this matter.
That's right. And when I talk about nipple play... I'll watch you throw up. All right, Lindsay Price and Jay Harrington here tonight. Coupling, name of the TV series, Thursday nights, 9:30, NBC. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191.
Good work, Lindsay. You managed to get him off the masturbation onto home improvement. That's the only way you can get him off. That's the only way.
I knew it.
In the 11 o'clock hour, I'm going to weave the two subjects together.
This is going to be amazing. Can't wait.
Lindsay Price is here, so is Jay Harrington, both from Coupling, which is on NBC Thursday nights at 9:30. All right. Yes. Fourth episode is going to be on this Thursday. So that's tomorrow, right?
That's tomorrow
right?
night.
Yep.
In some parts of the country, you're listening to it tonight.
That's right.
Right.
And you've missed it.
Mm-hmm.
You sons of bitches. You betrayed us.
No, they loved it. They loved,
they loved
it. They watched it, and they can't wait for next time. Yes.
That's right. All right. Now, where are we?
Karen.
We're back to the phones. We're going to speak to Karen, who's 25. Karen?
Hi.
Uh-oh.
I just met this guy the other night, and I like to pursue a relationship with him, but mm-hmm. I'm kind of afraid to because when I have a relationship with somebody, within a week or two, I start becoming real depressed and suicidal.
Well, hold on a second. Hold on. Okay. First, I got some questions. What's the temperature like in Indiana?
It's cold.
Cold?
Yes.
What kind of cold?
In the early 50s.
No! I'm going mad, I tell you.
I wish I was with you.
Yeah. No, I wish I was with you, but what do you got going over there? And what do you got going? Do you have some sort of, you have some brain trauma or something?
Speech impairment and hearing problem.
All right. Hearing. Nothing else wrong, though, right?
No.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. No, I mean, some people have, they sound that way because they got whacked in the head.
Well,
and
but there's something else going on because you become suicidal within a week of being in a relationship. Isn't that what you said?
Yeah, and then I start going off at the guy, yelling at him, and telling him what I think, but I really don't think that about him. Like last month, I kicked my best friend out because I strung out on something, and then I started telling him that I hated him and everything, and I wanted him out. And
Karen, why don't you cut some of that stuff out?
How do I stop?
Yeah, what's wrong? What's going on?
Are you on any medication?
Yes.
What are you taking?
Yes, Geodon, Vexor, and Haldol.
So do you have a form of schizophrenia also?
No, I'm borderline.
Borderline personality disorder.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. What happened? Anything happened to you growing up?
Sexual abuse and everything.
All that. Right.
Do they, are they concerned you have a dissociative disorder, like a multiple personality kind of thing?
I do have them. I was diagnosed with that when I was 16.
Yeah, okay. Right.
But
How many personalities do you have?
14.
14.
Do any of them speak differently?
Yes, I speak.
Put her on.
Put on one that has a clearer speech. This will be interesting.
I can't because
Hold on a second. It's like when they go like this. They go that when they hypnotize people and they go, you're from a different planet. Yes.
Yes.
Speak in the language. Speak in that language, and they always go, herna ferna turna. It's always like, that sucks. That didn't mean anything.
Right.
If you think something good's going to happen.
Right.
Yeah. Sometimes
if it's true multiples, they will have really wild shifts in their voice sometimes.
Okay. So
I think we're not going to hear that.
You think she's going to sound like the Queen Mother?
No.
All right. Yes.
Karen?
Yes.
Can you put one of your other personalities on, the one with the English accent?
I don't know. I haven't seen him since I kicked my friend out last month.
You haven't seen your other personalities?
No, they always come out when I get in a relationship with somebody.
Uh-huh. Anyway,
true. Wait, when's the last time you saw your personality?
Never had one. Never had one.
I thought you had one at junior high.
No.
You sure?
It's worse.
So it's been gone? It's been gone that long?
Yeah.
Huh.
Maybe when I was 9. You're right.
Let's try to run that down. Maybe we can get on the internet and find it.
Yeah. I wouldn't.
Drew just says. She has 14 personalities. Drew has a half. All right. Doesn't seem fair, does it? Bogarting all the personalities, Karen?
Anyway, Karen, relationships are going to be very difficult for you. The fact that you become sort of volatile in a relationship, no surprise with your abuse history. Yeah, I imagine you've had some therapy and, you know, optimize your medication and try to stay in relationships that are safe. You're going to go for ones that are kind of crazy.
Are you in therapy?
I haven't been for a few weeks.
Yeah. Haven't been.
Back to where I'm at now.
All right. Okay. Well, just pay attention, follow direction.
What do they have in Indiana? They have therapists or they have therapist crows where it's a guy with a tweed jacket stuffed with hay just leaning in the corner that you talk to?
No.
Theracrows?
Theracrows, yeah.
No, I haven't seen any of those.
Okay. All right. You talk to your therapist.
Okay.
And take care of yourself. Would you, Sweetums?
I will.
All right.
I used to watch you two on MTV since I was 16.
Wow. Thanks, baby doll. Jesus Christ.
How old are you
now? 25? I love you too. All of your personalities.
That's what my best friend said. Bye.
All right,
bye.
Bye.
I was talking to your publicist.
Yes.
And regaling him with the stories of your first media training episode, some 9 years ago, by the way.
Oh, it was.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? Yeah. Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah.
All I want in life is to be able to go back and sue people that have wasted my time. And Drew.
Made it training.
I liked it.
Drew is such a pussy kiss ass. Here's the deal. We got into this business. Neither one of us had ever done anything. Like, my hand was still warm from when the hammer was ripped out of it when I was in this business. Like, I didn't know what I was doing, and neither did Drew. Actually, Drew still doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah, good point.
But I knew enough to know that these retards that were telling us what to do didn't know what they were doing either. And we had to go do media training.
We had to do it, too.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
We had to write down five descriptions of what we thought our characters
sure
would be.
You didn't do what Adam did, though.
Well, tell us.
Well, I just... It was on like a Saturday or something.
Yeah, it was
like
a weekday. It was a weekday.
Weekday?
Because I remember having a haul ass out of the hospital.
I remember it was a nice day. Whatever, it was a horrible day. And we went down to Nyman, Bragman, and Caffarelli, the main headquarters over there, and they put us in this room. And they put us in this room, and everyone sort of sat around, and they said, like, oh, listen, if you're going to be on TV, you got to know what to say when people interview you. And I said, well, how about we just tell them whatever the truth is about the show? And they said,
No, that won't do.
No,
absolutely not.
No, and they try to tell you stuff like, don't say, you know, kids calling the show. Say, you know, young adults or something like that. It's a little some semantic crap like that. It's just... people are getting paid, and they have to sort of justify their jobs and their big paychecks, so they ruin other people's lives by dragging them into their bizarre little fantasies, and that's basically what happened. So we got dragged in, and they said, we're going to do a mock interview, and they had a guy, and by the way, talk about a horrible gig. You got a gig doing mock interviews? Like, you're actually interviewing bad celebrities. There's no cameras actually rolling, and your mic's not plugged in. It's just tucked in your pants. The mic cord? They tied around their nuts and they pulled out their pants and they start passing around. So I said, I'm not doing a mock interview. And then at a certain point, I just stood up and I said, everybody, it's a nice day. This is a huge waste of time. Can we please all just go home? Let's just go home. Let's just leave.
I think you said something with the effect of history will be unkind to this afternoon. Let me go. This is a waste of time.
Well, Drew, did you learn anything? Did we do anything?
I just remember when he asked you something like, how do you feel about doing this?
Well, no, I wouldn't talk.
You wouldn't
talk? So they said, come on, just do the interview. Just do the interview. And I'm with who? You got some B actor here.
Yeah.
They're like, we're going to do a mock interview. And kiss ass Drew over there, such a kiss ass, undermining me every time.
I kept talking.
Just strength in numbers, buddy. We could have got up with dignity and walked out together as a team, but kiss ass Drew is like, whatever you want, whatever you need.
We were with you, Drew. I mean, sat down with our pen and paper and wrote down our characters.
So he does the interview, and Adam is like belligerently silent, just glaring at the camera with the hat on over your eyes.
Well, I just said, you know, the thing that's funny too is when we finished the first interview, which was 10 minutes long, and I never said a word. Because people are in that sort of retarded, fake publicist sort of quasi-nether world, they had to go, okay. Okay, Adam. Now that's a start. That's a start, you retard. I didn't say anything.
And then he goes, okay. And he goes, tell us how you really feel. And he goes, and he sits up. He goes, you want to know how I feel? He's like, stands up, you want to know how I feel? And he just starts, you start lambasting him. This is a waste of time.
Kiss my ass.
Yeah. I'm getting out of here. Pulls the hat over his head. And they're like, hey, that was good. That was good. That's the way to go.
Oh, remember that. Media training.
Years later.
Media training.
Look at you now. You're a hero.
I knew it. We should have stormed out.
I know.
Yeah, you should have.
We stayed for the cookies.
Shred of dignity. Shred of dignity.
Yeah.
Well, anyway. Yeah, the whole thing is that our love line would have been ruined if they would have just turned us into some kind of puppets. Right, Drew?
Yeah, of course.
All right. There you go. So good times, everybody. What are we going to do? We're going to take a little break here, Drewski?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jay and Lindsay both here tonight from Coupling. 9:30, Thursday nights. NBC. All right. Yes, Drew.
When do I get this done with?
Really?
It'll be done.
All right, hurry. Okay. I'm going, though.
Go ahead. I'll
all right?
Yeah, go.
Bye.
I'm getting
some
20
water.
Days later, but don't go to the bathroom without me.
That's so cute. You guys do that?
Awkward.
I'll go number one with that, but I won't go number two with that.
All the way around.
I got to squeeze through his hand. It helps.
Oh. Don't leave Jay out. He likes that.
Jay
kind of
in?
Thing.
I'm in.
All right, we'll go together.
We'll go for the, rectal trifecta.
Okay,
rectal
you.
Trifectal.
You.
Trifectal. Erectal fectal. All right, sure. Come on. I'm going.
28 right. Days Later promotion. Anyone that gets on the air tonight and tomorrow will get a DVD of the horror film 28 Days Later. And those of you that are over 18 that win these DVDs will also get put into a contest where we'll draw a name from amongst these winners to see who gets to go to the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Las Vegas. That person will get a room at that casino and hotel for 28 days. They can use it as they please. They can put friends in there. They themselves can stay there. There'll be one airline ticket to get you there and back. But what you do with that room in that 28 days is up to you. So we're now done with that, and Adam is. We got to go catch up with them. Let's go. You're waiting for us. Thank you. All right, we'll be right back.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Lindsay Price, Jay Harrington here. Both
hey.
From
Hello.
Coupling. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hello. Hey, good times.
Good times.
Thursdays, 9:30. NBC. You better watch this show or break your neck. What are you guys up against Thursdays?
CSI. It's a pretty popular
screw
show.
Screw that.
Yeah.
Screw those fags.
Last
they
week,
suck.
They took us off, thankfully, because it was the Red Sox Yankees game 7.
Oh, yeah.
It's horrible. Which I'm still recovering from.
Oh, my God.
Jay's having a real hard time.
Yeah, I have a lot of Sox fans, friends that are they're. It's beyond like it's beyond
even,
sort of
yeah.
jokey, laughy. Yeah. Hey, you know, these guys are broken. They're devastated.
The day after that game, I came into work. And one of our grips is a Yankees fan. He's a great guy, and we've you know, a great relationship about this series. He looks at me and puts his arm out and gives me a hug.
Wow.
And I
it was
almost
really
started
touching.
To cry.
It was very touching.
And then they told us that we weren't going to be on for something, you know, for sweeps. And I was like, I don't really. That's fine. It just
because it really. It gives you a chance to get your priorities
that's
straight.
That's right, perspective.
You get caught up in the showbiz, this glitz, the glamour,
that's
the
right.
league lights. But then when a baseball team 3,000 miles away
loses,
then it really kind of pulls things into
it
focus.
Does.
You know what I'm saying?
It makes you feel real.
I've invested so much into them.
I know. I happen to have had the, my whole life, I never knew anybody from that area, from the Boston, Mass area. And for some reason, the last like 3 years, every person I know now comes from that area. And I realized these guys are smart a-holes for the most part. they're I don't know what it is about that region of the country. The blue-collar guys
yeah.
are super smart. Like here, blue-collar guys, stupid. Like super stupid blue collar guys. I mean, I work with these guys my whole life. They're stupid. They're smart. They're blue collar. They're smart, but they use their super intelligence for evil. I've realized. Here's what they do. They don't use it to make a buck. They just do blue collar work, but they use their brain to snipe at other people. I learned this firsthand when the Rams lost to the Pats, and all the Pats fans. I was actually at the Super Bowl in New Orleans. All they wanted to do, they didn't want to celebrate the victory. They wanted to find Rams fans
and fight them
and stick it to them.
Oh yeah.
And I just realized that this is a different breed over there. Smart, but using their powers of genius for evil. But not you, Jay. You seem like
no.
one of the good ones.
Jay is one of the good ones.
Very rare. Very rare. Russ?
Yeah.
You're 22?
Yeah, that's right.
What's up?
I just want to start off. I love the show, you guys. I listen to you every chance I can.
Thanks.
But what I'm having a problem with is lately, only two for maybe like the last year, whenever I wear a condom, it seems like it either takes a really long time for me to get done or I'll lose an erection during, you know, while I'm having sex.
You don't lose it when you're putting the condom on.
No. Once we're going at it for a while, and after a while, like I said, it either takes me really long or I lose it.
What kind of condoms do you use?
I've tried different ones. I've tried the super sensitive ones, mostly Trojan. There was another, I think, Durex or something like that I've tried.
Have you tried the flannel lined?
No, I have not. What is that?
They're, it's right in the title. They're actually lined with flannel. Feels like slipping into a warm pair of pajamas.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, what is there, like, a, is that the brand name of them, or?
Yeah.
Flannel
they got
line?
Feet. They got feet built in for your balls.
Right. Well, I was worried.
Yeah, Russ, I'm just, pulling your chain, buddy. Yeah, Drew, what is this that he keeps the erection after he puts it on? He goes for a while.
Yeah.
Here's a theory. Maybe he's going, you say you're going for a while before you lose it, right?
Yeah, I can go for a while, and like, when I'm not wearing a condom, I have no problems at all, but it's just with it on.
But when you're not wearing a condom, do you orgasm after going for a while?
I guess it takes a while. So,
without
I mean,
the condom.
If I will orgasm, it'll take a lot longer than, you know, normal.
If you're wearing the condom, are you getting the proper fit? Have you tried different sizes and things?
Right. I mean, you know, I'm not huge. So I don't go with the jumbos or anything. I just go with the normal sizes, and they seem to fit all
really
right.
They really ought to call a condom jumbo. That would be the right. That's really
names.
I forget the XL. Just jumbo.
Right.
All
right.
Says it all.
Okay.
Russ, have you tried putting lubricants on before you put the condom on?
No, I have not. I've just kind of
most condoms have a lubricant already, but you can put a little extra on. Some people find that helps a little bit, at least towards the tip.
Would that be what it is? I mean, would it be like a sensitivity issue or something?
Yeah, yes, that is what it is. Put extra room at the tip. Put lubricant at the tip, and then see if that helps
but
at all.
Shouldn't you be working on having an orgasm too? Like it seems like it's taking too long for you.
I mean, waiting for a while before he puts the condom on, doing other things first.
Yeah, I don't know. How's oral sex?
It's also like I mean, sometimes you know. With I don't want to go in without a condom at all. Cause,
no,
I mean,
I'm not saying go in. I'm saying other things.
I'm not with one steady girlfriend, so.
I'm just saying doing other stuff before you start the actual intercourse.
Hold on. Russ doesn't really sound like
the
ladies man.
Yeah. No, it's not a ladies man issue. It's just, I mean, I'm not with, you know. I mean, if I'm with a girl, you know, and maybe the first time we go, I'm not going to ask her, you know, are you a whore or anything like that.
He's with nobody right now.
I'm safe
saying.
With it.
Yeah, yeah. But the fact that she's taking money from you to have sex would probably answer that question, Russ.
Maybe you need to date sexier girls.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah. Well, it couldn't hurt.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, Russ.
Yeah.
How about you give those sea hags a break and step up to a real babe? Perhaps a high-profile celebrity. Hey, start banging Demi Moore or something. I bet you bust a nut.
I
agree with Lindsay. Yeah, step up to someone good. Tell you what's nice is one of those Victoria's Secret models.
Yeah, but still.
That would get you going.
Right.
Russ,
Russ,
you need to find one girl and settle into a rhythm.
Yes, that's right.
The guys that bounce around, they never dial it in.
Mm.
Let me explain.
Okay, would you?
I own multiple automobiles. Oh, yes. Yes. I'm literally a millionaire. Yes, Drew?
Yeah, stop, Em. She's already completely turned off by the masturbation talk. It's not going to work.
Oh, that hypothetical shower joke?
It's a joke, yes.
At least I beat off in the shower. That's like an animal just beating off in the living room.
And they crap in the shower, too. That's the problem.
You crap in the shower one time, you get labeled. Right, here's my point. I can never. I have too many cars, and I rotate them, and I can never figure them out. I can't figure out where. Just when I get used to one, I think I'm flipping on the windshield wipers, and I turn on the high beams. Everything's a little bit different. Life is not good. I mean, you think you want variety, but it really doesn't work out in anything. You need the rhythm thing.
Okay.
And for 22-year-old squirrely guys, they can't bounce around from vagina to vagina. They need to find
That's
one
true.
And dial it in.
Unless you're asking them to, you know, in your new cars with a turtleneck on. I mean, it's a little uncomfortable. It's
right.
new.
Right. They're trying to break in, and they don't know where the controls are, and it always screws up, and they end up dumping the clutch and stalling it in the intersection, and then they come in their pants. So, I think I may have mixed my analogies. But the point is Russ over here needs to stop focusing on being the ladies' man, find himself one chick, and work it out.
Yeah.
And then you work it out. All right?
Agreed.
Yeah, that's what you do. And then you try all that good stuff. And then you think you're hot stuff, and you dump her, and you think you're going to get laid, and you don't. Crystal, that's what happened to Drew. Right, Drew?
I wasn't listening in that brief moment.
Crystal.
Sleeping.
Crystal sleeping?
Hello?
There she is.
What's up, Crystal?
Hi.
Hey.
My boyfriend went to jail, and I don't know how long he's going to be in there for, but I was wondering, how long is, like, the normal time to wait?
How old is he?
He's 22.
I don't know that anybody's defined a normal time for waiting. It's not like returning from Iraq.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I think it like, if you have a couple of kids, you've been married for 14 years.
You wait.
If you're 18, you've been dating them for 6 weeks, you don't wait.
How long is he going to be there?
She doesn't know.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know yet.
Mm-hmm. What's he in for? Parole violation?
No, he got in trouble for distribution and manufacturing drugs 1 and 2 and resisting arrest.
Yeah. All right.
But so, he can get off, though. Like, because the officer didn't read him his rights before he arrested him.
Jeez.
Mm, oh. So what was he doing? Cooking up some meth?
Ice.
Ice. Meth. All right. Sounds like a delight, this guy.
Yeah.
I can see why you'd want to wait. Yeah, I mean, you're not going to find guys on the outside who don't cook up ice.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Plus all the stuff he's going to learn on the inside.
Yeah.
Bring back.
And how many members of the White Aryans do you know, for instance, on the outside, huh?
Okay.
What?
Okay. Yeah. Hang on there, Brainiac. Hey, can you sterilize yourself while we're on break?
Yes. I'll see you too.
All right, hold on there, Crystal. Can't we just sterilize these women? You know, it's just meth head's going to pop out of the joint long enough to knock her up and then hit the road again. And
I'm
then,
just thinking this is a perfect time to look for a new boyfriend.
It's perfect time for us to move to Canada.
Weird.
That's really what it is.
And take a break.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Jane Lindsay here, Coupling. We'll be right back. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Lindsay Price, Jay Harrington in here tonight from Coupling.
Hello.
9:30 Thursday nights, NBC. Drew, remember I've been talking about getting out of this city because it's so goddamn hot?
You know, I was thinking to myself today what we ought to do is just leave.
Yeah. Oh, no, yeah. I'm leaving tomorrow.
Yeah.
I am.
I'll follow you. Where are you going?
Going to Vegas.
That'll do it.
Oh, yeah. That'll be much more comfortable. Are you broadcasting from there tomorrow night?
No, I'm getting up at 6:15 in the morning. I'm going to Vegas. I'm doing crank yankers for 8 hours, and then I'm coming back, and then I'm coming here.
Why? Why don't you just... Oh, because you have to be at Jimmy Kimmel on Friday.
Oh.
Yeah, it's good times.
Yeah. I'm going to be so cranky tomorrow night, Drew. It's going to be entertaining.
Anybody interesting at crank yankers?
It's just all me.
Oh,
tomorrow.
Horrible.
So very interesting.
Yes,
awful.
Stimulating. I have a cold, and I'm going to be on about 4.5 hours sleep. It's going to be a disaster. I'm going to be calling people, yelling at them, and then hanging up. It's going to be great. All right. Oh, and I think we're being sued, too.
No. Tell
yeah.
me. What happened?
I don't know. Somebody's suing us.
For what?
I don't know. All I know is I got a call from the crank anchor office, and they're like, how's Friday for the deposition? And I'm like, what deposition? And they're like, well, you guys are being sued. I'm like, oh. Well, don't they just sue Comedy Central? Why are we getting sued? Like,
I'm picturing a puppet on the other end of that call, though.
For yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Puppet get deposed also?
I it's my character's puppet. Bircham gets deposed. I stand under it.
That's why they had that
bomb. I had no prior knowledge of that. It was a NAM.
Did you do some damage to one of his callers?
I have no idea.
But they all you check with them before you air.
Yeah, they got to sign off before you air. Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe somebody didn't sign off. We got all upset.
True.
Maybe it just hit them later.
Yeah. I'm only one of the executive producers and stars. That's all I know. I don't know anything. I'll be.
I think your guys are trying to get you so they can air it on you. They'll cut all those calls together.
It's Ashton Kutcher, and you're getting punked.
I don't know. They can't. See, it's illegal to do here in California. Like, you can't call L.A. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Right. So what?
Well, we'll find out. I'll tell you all about it, except for the part where they tell me not to talk about it.
Yeah.
Crystal?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So your boyfriend's in the joint.
Yeah.
He's in there for cooking up some ice.
Mm-hmm.
And he's at intent to distribute and then resisting arrest.
Nice twist in the end.
How's the resisting arrest part go?
He didn't really try to resist arrest.
Yeah.
Like, his handcuffs were behind him. Mm-hmm. And, like, they were uncomfortable, so he did that thing where you can put them in front of you.
Yeah.
You know? Exactly. Like, and they said that was resisting arrest.
Right.
Yeah, and Chris, I'm sure that's all he did. I'm sure, yeah. That would get you charged for that.
Right.
Yeah.
Pardon the pun, but is he the rock of a guy that you want to lean on? I mean, is he? Have you been together for a long time?
Yeah, Lindsay has a suggestion.
Uh-huh. I don't know. I know. Look, now I'm backpedaling because I know what it's like to be in love. But I just think that maybe this might be the perfect time to find a new boyfriend. You know, you don't have to have that. You have the actual break, the actual separation, and maybe you could be with a guy that, you know, won't get into trouble and can be there for you.
Yeah.
Really be there for you, you know?
But I like him.
I know.
It's tough, girl.
And I'm sure there's a long family history, a long lineage of alcoholic criminals. Your dad, no doubt.
Actually, he's pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
Your dad.
Uh-huh.
I'm going on a limb. You, Jewish family, yes?
No.
No! Holy Christ. I'm almost never wrong with this stuff.
Impossible.
Wow. So, wait a minute. It's on the mother's side.
Oh, yeah, right.
Okay. Your father, though, he's Jewish, right?
No, he's German.
Oh, my God. It knocked me over the feather. Boy. Hey, calling from Georgia. Hooked up the guys cooking up ice. It's right to the synagogue. All right. I'm over this now. Yeah, it's eerie. All right, so second guess, super albino white trash, yes?
No.
Yeah. What's your dad do?
My dad, he's a mechanical engineer.
Yeah.
Right. He fixes school buses, right?
No, he invents like stuff that goes into, I don't know, it's a bunch of mechanical stuff.
Is he an alcoholic?
No.
No?
Mom? What?
My mom? No, she drinks a little bit, but she's not an alcoholic.
Are they still together?
Yeah.
And nobody abused you growing up?
No.
You weren't adopted?
I was adopted by my dad.
Thank you.
Oh.
Where was your biological father?
He split when I was born.
Thank you. All right. And he was the alcoholic.
Let me tell you something with these retards that call this show night after night. We have to ring them like a bar rag to get an ounce of information out of them. See, here's the deal. They tell us that they're engaging in a behavior, like I'm in love with a drug addict criminal who's cooks up meth. And then B, in the same breath, they try to tell us that the parents are great, everyone's together, and there's no substance abuse. A and B don't line up. Mm. But we keep hammering them, and they're like, no. And then Drew has to hit, and there's nothing on the screen that says anything about adoption or anything. You just know that A and B don't work together, so you have to start trying to outsmart them with adoption, right?
Exactly. You have to find the thing that they're not defensively trying to hide.
Right. All right. Crystal.
Yeah.
What are you using for birth control?
Oh, I'm not having sex with him.
Yeah, right at the moment.
Right, I understand. Yeah. He can't fit his dick through the air holes in the Lucite barrier between the two of you. You never had sex?
Mm-mm.
What? Oh, wait a minute.
What?
Wait a minute.
Now what? He couldn't get hard because he was all coked up, yeah. Right?
No, I just haven't wanted to yet.
Really?
Huh. Do your folks like him?
They haven't really met him yet.
Yeah.
You're not having sex with him?
Mm-mm.
Why? Were you ever traumatized?
No. I don't like... I like him a lot, but I don't like him that much yet.
All right. Well, what are you wasting your time for?
Leave him in the joint.
Yeah.
You move on, all right?
Okay.
You're better than that, Crystal.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Are you going to junior...
You're being an idiot, Crystal. Come on.
You going to junior college?
No. I go to Georgia State.
All right. So you're smart. You're going to four-year university?
Uh-huh.
Go socialize with your peers.
It's a college guy.
This is some phase you're going through. You're going to look back on and go, oh, my God, what the hell was I thinking about? And I'm sure it does have something to do with your abandonment and adoption issues, but you should be able to overcome that.
You don't even know yet exactly what it is you want out of a guy.
She's just being an idiot. She is being an idiot.
Yeah, right. Get out there and see it.
How often do I say that? Never.
No, right? Drew really does.
Because I expect her to be able to change. Given the A, history, and the B, present behavior, she should be able to change.
Yeah. And she's just one of those... She's trying to piss her dad off.
Her adopted dad. Something. Forget it.
Chicks love a bad boy.
Yeah.
Lindsay, you like a bad boy?
I had my bad boy phase.
That's what that is.
You know, and then it's not fun anymore.
Who was your guy? What did he do?
Oh, never in jail. Never cooked up drugs. Just, you know, the underachiever, you know, party guy.
But you weren't a real bad boy guy.
No.
Like Lindsay's bad boy guys, like he would fill out a Scantron with a number 3 pencil.
Totally, and I was mortified.
Her mom would kill herself.
No, I come from my family would have killed me, you know.
Yeah,
I always thought that I was conscious of it.
Koreans are uptight that way.
Totally, you have no idea.
Any troublemakers?
Oh, man.
Believe me, we know. They look after their own over there.
They're feisty, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, my family, I bring home big 700-pound lesbian. My family be fine. Yeah. Yeah, but the Koreans are smart. They look after Jews, Koreans, Asians more than people know. Who's number 2? Mm. Who's the worst?
Number 2 at what?
Who's in terms of the nationality sort of pecking order?
Intruding into the kids' lives, you mean?
Yeah, well, looking out.
What is that?
Looking out for them.
Who's number 1?
Passed in here. We just got a note passed to us.
Yeah.
What's it say?
It said, it was by my buddy Jordan, who's watching the show, and it says, what a coincidence, it's a day late and a dollar short, that her name is Crystal and her boyfriend's cooking up meth. This was our last caller.
We should mention the last hour.
We didn't mention it on the air, but Lindsay said it off the air, I think.
As we were going off
As we were going into break, that, beat out by Chick, was on 90210. Funnier than you, Jordan.
Take
half
that.
Korean, 90210, funnier than your ass.
So number 2 after what? After Jews?
Oh, yeah.
I think the Korean mother is definitely right there. I've known a few.
And Koreans probably over Japanese and Chinese?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
They like to party. They're very vocal. They like to, you know, they're a lively group.
We get a lot of calls from Korean kids who have eating disorders and are very intruded and feel very oppressed by their parents, who just intrude in every aspect of their life.
Yeah. And they don't like them stepping out of the race either for
no,
his marriage.
There's some of that too. They're arranged marriages.
No, but you know, my parents are
they're
interracial.
Half. Yeah, who are they to talk?
Well, her mom's not going to let that happen again.
But did they give you any crap for?
No, never.
Good.
They're
all
really cool.
They're not hypocrites.
No.
All right, good times. Martin?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
You're 20. What's up?
Hey, man, check this out. Adam, I'm a big fan of yours, man, for years.
All
right, this weekend I went to Vegas and I had sex with a couple of girls and I used condoms with nonioxyl-9 spermicide, but I read 2 months ago in the paper that nonioxyl-9 spermicide actually increases the risk of HIV.
There has been that report. It's not a significant issue, Martin. I wouldn't worry about it.
You want to go ahead and pronounce it like a human?
Nonoxynol-9.
Right.
And it probably causes some inflammation, irritation in the mucosa, particularly like anal sex, and might increase the risk of transmission that way. Something that... just don't worry about it. It's a good backup for pregnancy. It really is not something that's useful in terms of preventing STDs. Not a big deal.
Blah, 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 blah.
I'm sorry.
Blah, blah. Hey, Martin. What do you mean you're having sex with a couple of chicks?
Yeah, wait, go back to that. Vegas?
Vegas,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I went to Vegas this weekend because it was my friend's birthday, and oh my God, Adam, it was, oh my God.
Tell you
crazy,
what,
man.
Just because
crazy.
Of your recommendation, I'm going to get up at 6:15 tomorrow, go to Burbank Airport, and go to Vegas.
6:15.
Oh, man, Adam. And it's
leave at 6:15?
It's not even hot out there.
Plane leaves
Adam.
At 7:55.
Oh, yeah.
It's not hot in Vegas?
It's not that hot, man. You know, I was surprised it was at least 80. At least 80.
Wow, it'll be nice.
It's hotter out here, man.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, Adam? It'll be nice because you'll be packed into that Southwest flight, facing the wrong way.
Hold on, let me say something.
The car 6 seat.
Let me tell you something about Southwest. Southwest is great if you're unemployed, you know? Like, if you have... It's like, look, if someone says, I got to get to Portland and back, I have $12.
And 20 minutes.
And 20
yeah,
minutes.
Leave now.
It's a great airline. It's a wretched airline if you're used to flying first class and Comedy Central's going to pay for the ticket. Do you know what it's like saying... Look, we'll pay for the ticket, whatever it costs to get you to Vegas. You owe me $22. Yeah. That's for two. It's 5 people flying round trip to Vegas and back. Southwest. Southwest is great. No assigned seating. That's another nice thing. You get that seat that faces the wrong way, so it feels like your lungs are going to come out when you're taking off. They're always packed. And because there's no assigned seating, if you don't get there, they just give away your seat.
And you got to fight for it.
Oh, and it's great. And then once in a while, some pussy calls up and says their son is allergic to peanuts, so they cut the peanuts off. And you get that crappy dried Fiesta crap mix.
Also, when you fly Southwest to Vegas, they always say something really clever when you're about to get off the plane, like, hope you get lucky in Vegas. Or it's very,
But here's all I'm saying. There's there no normal airline that goes from Burbank to Vegas?
United.
No.
Like once a week or something. Yeah.
One, they go on the winter solstice.
Yes.
they go.
That's right.
Only on leap years.
That's right.
Yeah, they don't get JetBlue to go.
They got to get somebody decent. I fear that Southwest is somehow paying off some senator or something and monopolizing something, and there's something. But I'm telling you, 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, I'm going to be wedged in between some couple guys with thyroid conditions wearing cut-off sweats and wife beaters and Zoris. That's the other thing about Southwest. Like, forget about the fact that people used to wear ascots and blazers to get on. Southwest is cut-offs and boners. Like, guys, I swear to Christ, the guys on the airline with T-shirts with cut-off sleeves and, like, a cropped short midriff and stuff. Like, where are you going?
I think they put some sort of forget, you know, juice in the drinks, because 2 weeks later you'll book that flight again.
Oh, yeah, it's
only $38. Yeah, I'm going to go. And you'll have the health flight there and back.
No, but I have no choice, because if I leave LAX at 8, it's sit in the freeway and deal with the rigmarole over there and getting backs, and everything's a cluster F out of LAX, so you got to fly. But here's what I want to say. I hope someone from Southwest is listening.
Let's get the fast train is what I'm saying.
Okay, off, what about that effing bullet train? Like, I got a whole bunch of stuff to say. First off, they've been building this mother effing bullet train from L.A. to Vegas for the last 30 years.
It's a myth, like the unicorn.
Yes, it is.
Loch Ness Monster.
Yes,
it's,
absolutely.
It's not
yes,
real.
Yes, correct.
They've had these things run all over Europe. They run all over Asia. They run all over everywhere except for here. And what is it about Southern California where there's just zero forms of transportation?
Well, we're getting there, but now that we've got
they're on strike.
They all go on strike. Yeah, now that we're starting to get used to it.
Yeah, we got the subway's been up and running for 15 minutes. Yeah. These guys need another buck. I want to get a bullet train going from L.A. to Vegas. There's nothing but desert in between here and there. Yep. It's got to be a penny an acre from here to there. Let's just get the bullet train worked out. Could we, fellas?
Yeah.
And the thing about here's what I'm saying. Okay, they have dress codes to get into clubs. You know what I mean? You can't be wearing cut off and go to the Magic Castle.
7-Elevens, for God's sake. No, you know, shoes, shirts
required. Southwest, if you're an airline, you got to have. Guys cannot be wearing the cut off sweats and the tank tops that say Fly United with the geese effing on it.
It's even more
smelling the guy's PO. His bare shoulders rubbing up against you.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, really? I got to feel your bare skin. You can't wear sleeves. Really? You can't wear sleeves? Like, what happened? I swear to God, the Vegas to Burbank is the worst. That's the baton death march of airline flights. That you got Nevada people and you got Burbankian Valley people. None of them have a nickel to rub together, and for some reason their luck's going to change when they get to Vegas. Just a bunch of fat, smelly retards who don't have the common decency and dignity to put some sleeves on.
Yeah.
But here's what I'm saying. You leave the house. I swear to God, I saw this guy that sat next to me last time. He's wearing cut-off sweats. He's got a T-shirt with the sleeves cut off. And he's wearing, pardon me, you're Korean, jet flaps. Okay? He's wearing jet flaps. And I'm thinking, where did you think you were going? You don't even have pockets. Did you think you were going to play some beach volleyball and got rerouted to the airport to go to a different state? Yeah. You're leaving the state!
That's crazy.
Don't you need things? Yeah. Don't you want pockets? Yeah. What's going on? Where are you going?
Yes.
Vegas.
You're going to have a great flight tomorrow.
Oh, I swear to Christ, Southwest, just pull
make,
it luck. I'm,
they're going to go out of their way to make sure that you have a wonderful flight.
Oh, yeah.
Just like, let's just say, you have to be wearing shorts that at least have a hem on them. You can't be wearing cutoff.
Yes, and in
general.
And cover your arms.
And you need to have a sleeve that comes midway down your upper arm.
Yes.
You
can't quarter sleeve.
Yeah, yes. Quarter sleeve.
Yeah, and
no offensive
collar.
No offensive imagery on your chest or back.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right.
No making bacon T-shirts.
Right, right. No, yes.
I work hard, Sierra I play Club. Hard, I stay hard.
Take a hike to hell, or the big Johnson guy with this dumb dick.
No, but there's something to be said about how we used to, or not we, but...
Yeah, dress
up and
for everything.
It was an event.
Yeah, for whatever.
Yeah, nah, I don't need tasseled loafers and ascots, but sleeves.
Clothing.
Yeah,
clothing would be fine.
Yes,
I'm equally offended by how mostly women, when they travel, they wear the matching jumpsuit, the matching sweatsuit.
Yeah,
It is like the standard.
One,
it's the standard.
That's standard plane attire, isn't it?
Yeah, and it really bothers me.
That's transcontinental, though. That's what people are going to fly to New York and stuff. They get the pajamas on.
True. Yeah. But I just I want a little more imagination in my flight wear.
That's the Korean version of what you're talking
about.
That's
right. That's right, mom. That's who's talking there.
Maybe so.
Round-eyed dad's cool with whatever. Korean mom wants everyone to wear gray uniforms, jumpsuits. Everybody.
And I'm saying, break out, people. Wear some color.
That's right. It's going to be like a Nike commercial. All right. I just pray to holy Christ that there's people sitting next to me that have sleeves and legs
and
on their
shorts. And haven't listened to tonight's show.
I can't wait to hear Monday's show to hear what actually happened. Look, you'll be cooler. It'll be cooler. Just think about that.
I
gotta
go to Vegas to beat the heat.
Yeah,
I gotta beat the heat. This is gonna be great. All right, let's take ourselves a little break. Lindsay and Jay here from Coupling, and we'll be right back. Hey, yo. Loveline, I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Lindsay Price, Jay Harrington here tonight from Coupling. The sitcom is on Thursday nights, 9:30 on NBC. All right. Now, where were we, Drew?
Taking calls, hopefully.
Taking calls. That's right. Because the show's about you.
Not about the airlines.
It's not about us. Let me explain.
No. Just take the call. Don't explain anything.
I'm saying you guys are the star of this show.
Okay. All right.
But you don't get paid. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're the star.
That's how that works.
Yeah. Without you, we wouldn't have a show. Except for I would just talk for 2 hours.
Like I said, we'd have a show.
Oh, Mike?
Hey, what's up?
You're 16. What's going on? You're calling from Minnesota, yes?
Yes, I am. It is
What? Hold on. What's the temperature there?
55 and feeling good, man. I have a question. I think that my parents are huge hypocrites. I used to come home stoned a lot, and I get in trouble, and they'd be like, "Who smokes weed on Sunday nights?" And a week later, I'd be out mowing the lawn, and I'd see them out there smoking the joint on the deck, and guess what day it would be? Sunday.
Oh, Sunday, yeah.
What's your question? Yes, they are hypocrites.
So
parents are hypocrites.
Am I wrong to feel that they're hypocrites? I mean, all my friends...
No, they're hypocrites. Here's the beauty of being a kid, though, is, and the parents don't understand, that whatever they do, whatever it is, you reserve the right to at least do that. And so for them to say, hey, we can do this here, but you can't, or you can do this here, not there, there's no 16-year-old on earth that listens to that.
Yeah, but who cares? I mean, shouldn't you just tell your kid, listen, I'm your dad, I'm your mom, do as we say?
That's it.
Yeah, when you're an adult, you make your own decisions.
Yeah, I understand that. But as the adult, you have to also do as you say to do. Because if you don't, the kids will not listen to the goddamn thing you say. That's the way it is.
I know, but
you can still insist upon it, and it is hypocritical.
I'm not going to sneak around with my kids. I mean, I think there's certain things that are acceptable. For I like to drink a glass of wine. I don't want my kid drinking a glass of wine if they're 13 or 14 or 15 years old. I like to drink. Daddy likes wine a lot. And you're looking good, by the way, too, sis. No, Daddy likes to drink wine, but Daddy goes to work, and Daddy makes a bunch of money and puts a roof over everyone's head and but food in the fridge.
I'm telling you, you're talking about legal age.
But be that as it may, I know how 16-year-olds think. They will think to themselves, well, who does he think he is telling me that I can't drink wine? Yeah. He drinks a glass every night.
Yeah, that's why
I
straighten them out.
Yeah, well, but they're going to do it. I'm just telling you, they're gonna do, at minimum, what you do.
Yeah,
at minimum.
Yeah, but listen, I smoked pot and drank, and my dad never smoked pot or drank.
That's it. The minimum you could do is nothing, which is what your dad, then you go beyond
that. Well, look, here's the deal. If you don't do anything, your 16-year-old will smoke weed. If you smoke weed, he'll smoke weed. If you don't smoke weed, he'll smoke weed. If you tell him weed is bad, he'll smoke weed.
But you won't be able to get him not to smoke weed.
At least this way you're getting high. That's all I'm saying.
Anyway, Mike, it is hypocrisy, but they have your best interest in mind.
Listen, you don't get to use the word hypocrisy when you're 16.
Yes, that's the point. Just because they're hypocritical doesn't mean you shouldn't listen to them or they can't say what they're saying. They're trying to, even spite of themselves being screw-ups, they're trying to help you not be one.
Yeah. I mean, I was a horrible student, but I would get on my kids if they brought home Fs.
You shouldn't tell them about a student. You shouldn't talk about it with your kids.
Now, hold on a second. Listen, I'm in charge. My kids are going to respect me.
Oh, I cannot wait for this. I cannot wait. I cannot wait.
Pansy blowing
we have got
in
to say
the wind like you.
Oh, my God. And listen, will you hurry up? Are you going to have kids soon?
Your kids,
please.
Yeah. Oh, your kids see your wife kicking her ass all over the house.
Vindication, I tell you.
Right over you.
Oh.
Fantastic. They're like, do you have it? No, I have two moms. That's what they say about you. Two moms. One mom has a peepee. Yeah. But the other mom kicks the peepee all around. Actually, they keep
keep in a jar.
The doodleberries that hang under the peepee. She keeps them in a jar. She's made us promise not to tell them where they were. All right, let's see.
Speaking of the Amazon review, somebody referred to my wife kicking my ass based on what you were saying.
Well, it's true. Look, here's all you need to know about the pee-whip factor with Drew. All you need to know. This is all you need to know.
Listen,
everyone listen
I need
up.
To know all I need
and
to know.
And don't interrupt. Just listen.
Take it in. Okay.
Drew, all right, I'm going to be fair to you. Drew did his undergrad stuff at Amherst.
Right.
All right, but then he went to USC.
Oh, okay. Right.
He went to USC. He's a Trojan. Okay? Uh-huh.
Graduate school.
To graduate school. How long were you there?
At medical school.
Well, medical school. Many years. 8 years.
8 years
USC.
Of residency and stuff.
USC. Yeah. His wife did a couple semesters at UCLA. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, once a year when UCLA plays USC in the big crosstown rival, Drew is forced to sit with the UCLAers and cheer on the Bruins.
Ew.
Sacrilege, I say. Cheering on the Bruins has to because of his wife, even though he has 8 years as a Trojan.
You can't just sit there and silently support. You have to actually vocally cheer.
Yes.
That's a problem.
He has to pull his shirt up and rub his nipples and cry and cheer. Yeah.
Now, football. Now, to truly be fair to me.
Is it sometimes whoever's better? You sort of now.
Yes, I'm a fair weather fan.
Okay.
B, the Rose Bowl is 800 yards from our backyard.
And a lot nicer than downtown.
Than going downtown.
Yeah. Yeah,
so we get used to falling the Bruins, and she likes the Bruins.
What about SC now coming up?
Now, when there's the SC game, I will cheer for SC.
No, you won't.
When SC is worth cheering.
Sitting where?
So you cheer for the winner.
On the Bruins side.
That's right. Sitting on the Bruins
side. Think of the pride it takes to be able to stand up amongst all that yellow and gold.
You're wearing yellow and gold, you puss.
For the number one fan on the back.
You wait a minute. Yellow and gold.
Gold and blue.
Light blue. Light blue.
Crushed baby blue.
Who worst color. Basically came up with powder blue. Like
worst.
I know what color. We'll do do like a goldenrod and a powder blue. It's like powder blue. What are you high? What's up? Who came up with that?
It's flattering to most skin tones.
Oh, is it?
It works
that
well.
Thinking,
yeah, it's very universal.
All the black guys in the team are Summers. Is this why they do it? Like, how does this work?
Guy can't throw the ball, but he looks really good.
I think they. Didn't they just kind of rip off Cal, like the Bears and Cal?
Cal's dark blue, right?
I know, but here's what I'm saying: wasn't Cal Berkeley around before UCLA?
Oh, yeah.
They just knocked off. They took the fighting song. They took
the UC schools have the same fight song. I think
they do.
I think that's right. Yeah.
Holy Christ!
Right? It's all UC. It's all yours, Cal.
Chris?
It's different tempos.
Hello?
All right. Well, to me, they're all the USC. That's all bum, bum.
It's the same mascots, too. Bears.
Yeah. But the UCLA Bears, such a sissy bear.
Did 90210, didn't you go to fake UCLA?
It was a fake.
So what was it?
I came
California.
On after the, California University, but that's I was after the college days.
Oh, that's right.
What's the big deal with those shows that they can't just actually use the
use the right one?
Why do they have to keep
biggest
making
pet
one
peeve
up?
Of mine when they make up stuff that you know is so close to the real? Why don't they just do the real thing?
Just
I always wonder if it's legal or
make sure people know that it's not reality or something.
Yeah, I mean, why wouldn't you just like? I mean, here's the whole deal. Like, here's what I can't figure out in this business, and this is why we never take any calls. But
Chris will be with
you. They have product placement. Like, if you're doing a movie, Coke will pay you $1 million to have Jim Carrey drinking the Coke in a scene. Fine. This is advertisement. You put it on the sides of race cars and blimps. You buy commercial time. But then sometimes you go out and shoot a bit and you're wearing a pair of Nikes. I got to put a piece of gaffer's tape over the Nike swoosh. And it's like, why do I got to put tape on my shoe? And they're like, we got to get rid of it. And we can't risk showing it. It's like
creating a market. Hey,
I'm not doing gay porn with the Nikes on. We're just doing a bit.
You know, it's not so much that Nike will be upset. It's that you can't create a market unless you control it. Right?
How about I just act like a human being that wears shoes that sometimes have brand names that not gaffer's tape.
That wouldn't that wouldn't be TV.
And here's the thing, like. Yeah, find a school that is willing to work with you. Sign a little thing that says, okay, we're not going to have a scene where we smear fecal matter over the mascot. I mean, we're not...
fecal thing is like a theme
it's
tonight.
It's the theme of the night.
Yeah. Oh, no, every night.
He moved off masturbation.
Into the fecal.
Okay.
I'm
with you.
We're not going to do anything to hurt the image of the school. And we'll give the school, maybe enrollment will go up next semester.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, you got the shirts, you got the sweaters, you got the game, use some actual game footage on a Saturday. You got it, and all of a sudden people are buying it a little bit. Yeah, what?
Good
I understand what's wrong with that. All right, get Aaron Spelling on the phone.
All right.
Chris?
Yes.
You're 19?
I am 19.
What's happening?
Well, just want to let you know, I actually came up with a better question that probably do me a little bit better. It has to do with addiction and tobacco.
Yeah.
Okay, so I started
out... What was your original question?
What's that?
What was your original question?
My original question had to do with my girlfriend.
Go ahead.
With which question?
The first question.
The first
question? I don't like questions people are sitting around concocting them while they're on hold.
All right, Jackoff, first question.
First question. Well, me and my girlfriend have been going out for a year and a half now.
Mm-hmm.
And just recently, she started to back up on the romance.
Mm-hmm.
On the romance. That's a blessing, right?
Year and a half. Well, I think he means the humping part, right?
Well, you know, a little bit of everything.
She's reeling it in? Are you guys not having sex?
Well, not so much.
All right. Drew hates you, by the way. I'm just
there's
sort
no
of
question. It's,
a,
it's like, it's like
yeah,
huh,
you're
what?
Not having sex. She's kind of
wait
backing up.
No. How often were you having sex before?
Every day.
Every day.
And where are you at now?
Pretty much nothing.
Nothing.
Pretty much. How often?
Yeah. Well, once a week, maybe.
He's making this up as he goes.
Yeah. I don't know. Chris,
that's why I'm a freshman.
Yeah, all right. You don't sound interested in your own question.
No, Mike. Well, what my main concern is how can I make her feel more comfortable?
See,
yeah.
What is that?
What does that mean? What get put a pillow under her ass? What do you mean?
Emotionally.
Well, all right. Drew's got a puss on. I'm going to move forward. I'm going to ask Lindsay.
She's done.
She's backing it in.
No matter how much more comfortable or whatever you do, she's done. Her body is telling you that. Her libido is telling you that. She's checking out.
Okay.
Yeah. No. There's no flowers or mixtape that can
turn
it around. It's got to be. I'm a fan of the mixtape. She's got to want to, you know, be romantic with you.
So sit down and watch Couplings.
Yeah,
that's right.
Sit down Thursday night and watch a very special Coupling.
Yeah, dedicated to you.
Hey, that's at
9:30. 9:30. Watch it.
Now listen. What?
That's a bogus question. That's why he's concocting another one. He's sitting on hold.
I thought of a better one.
I've dreamed up a better one now. Come on.
What's worse than 19-year-old males?
17-year-old males.
Really?
Yeah.
17-year-old males seem somewhat pliable, though. Like I can mold them just a little
sometimes,
bit.
Sometimes. Think of your buddies at 17. Yeah. Think about that.
I went to college at 17. And I was a young 17. I was a kid.
Really?
I didn't know what the hell was going on.
Did they move you up a grade?
No, I was just born in 71 in November, so it would be maybe
missed it.
Yeah. I should have stayed back. But I went to college just lost. I didn't.
In Massachusetts?
No, up at Syracuse.
Oh, I'm going there a couple weeks.
Oh, yeah? Mm. I was just there last weekend.
Oh, yeah, Drew and I went there and walked through the graveyard behind the college.
And there'd been a tornado the week before.
My dorm was right around the corner from there. It was Halloween. You'd always walk by. That was the best.
Yeah, it's nice. Built a college right on top of the graveyard.
You know.
Sweet.
Right next to a crappy city.
Yeah, that's study all you want. One day, you'll be there.
That's a good psychological message.
You see all those
people?
You go
down urban hell, and then over here, the
ugliest city in the world, and then, the graveyard.
Yeah, all those people, they study too. Yeah. Look what good it did. Fantastic. Nikki?
Yes?
You're 19?
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
A while back, maybe about a month ago, I've been using tampons for a while, and, you know, you insert it, I guess, there's the right way and the wrong way to do it. Well, I tried it, well, one time I did it, and now I've been getting these really bad pains, and it happened the day that I think I inserted it wrong, I'm not too sure.
What do you mean by the wrong way? What does that mean?
Well, I'm not sure. I know there's, like, a wrong way of inserting it. I'm thinking that I could have, like...
Sideways?
String first?
Well, no, not sideways, but, you know, just, there's, like... I don't know. I mean, there's ways of inserting it, like, the right way, you know?
Oh, wait a minute. I think... Did it smell like poopy?
No, it did not.
That kind of wrong way. I see what you mean.
Yeah, I think... Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
No.
I want to get back to my ass thing.
Hey, no.
We strayed for a couple of seconds talking about the cemetery.
What's your question? So you did something wrong, you traumatized things on the way in, and...
And I just keep getting this pain. Like, it's not a burning pain, it hurts. And I went to my doctor... And he said that, he just prescribed me some medicine or whatever, and he said I'd be fine, but the pain...
What kind of medicine? What medicine?
You know what? I don't even know. I don't remember.
Antibiotics?
Yeah, it was antibiotics. And he said he thinks... Well, he thought it was like a urinary tract infection, but...
Right, it sounds like that. So did they check your urine?
He checked it, and he said I was fine, but I'm still getting these pains, and I kind of...
Okay, so did they do a pelvic exam on you?
No, not yet. I have to make another appointment to go for that, because...
That's what needs to happen, to see if there's something, if you've... traumatize something, or maybe you have an infection there, cervicitis, something like that. Mm-hmm. And also they can reach in and feel the tubes and see if they're infected. Maybe you introduce something, that some bacteria, something got up in there, causal infection. Antibiotic would be the right thing to do if you're having pelvic pain.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you can get pelvic inflammatory disease that's non-sexually transmitted. It's something to really pay attention to. So, yes, get back, get your pelvic exam done, have the urine checked again, and don't assume this is just nothing. Make sure it's looked into carefully. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, read the instructions.
I got
that. The applicator doesn't go in with it.
Well, I think I know that. I've been using it for a while.
Come on, Drew. Please. How dare you? She's no fool. I used to play with the applicators when I was a kid, like a fountain in the garbage. It's like a telescope. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm stumped. How do you... Yeah. I didn't know there was a wrong way.
I think she just... Yeah, she just... did something. She traumatized
I think I remember a story when I was a kid. Someone's sister, toxic shock.
Yep.
From that?
Mm-hmm.
Toxic shock syndrome, not so popular anymore.
Well, it's a pretty rare syndrome.
Now it sounds like a band.
It's for real, and people need to know about it. A lot of people sort of learned how to avoid getting that, and so you don't see it so commonly. But absolutely.
How do you get it?
By basically occluding a body cavity. If you have nasal surgery and they pack the nose, if you have an infection, you get a... tampon it or leave it in too long, or even things like sponges or diaphragms can cause it. And a certain bacteria overgrows and the toxin gets into your bloodstream and causes this very, very, very septic, toxic syndrome.
Isn't it true that, like, my screwball hippie mom was in love with the word toxic?
Yeah,
toxic,
or toxin.
Toxins, which didn't seem to exist in the 50s and the 60s, and then somewhere in the 70s it started creeping in, and the next thing you know, we'd get worked into every one of these
It is the most nonsensical term out there.
Yeah, like,
it means absolutely nothing. They need to define precisely what they're talking about and what these biologic or chemical agents do precisely. Otherwise, it has no meaning.
Yeah, but it was always this sort of thing. It's like... It's this L. Ron Hubbard thing. It's the same thing. It's like, we live in a real toxic environment. Okay, the water you drink, the air you breathe, your clothes, the fabric, the interior of your car, the stuff, the stuff they manufacture, the carpets and the wallpaper. It's all toxic.
Forget the fact that people are living longer than ever in history.
They're filled with toxins, okay? And here's what it is. You live in this toxic environment, and you absorb the toxins. And you ever feel tired? Okay, That's the toxins.
That's the toxins.
And what happens is your body starts to accumulate toxins, and it starts to fill up with toxins. That slows you down, okay, because we're in a toxic environment, and you have to flush out the toxins every once in a while.
You're talking about this PRF, this thing?
It's just idiots that don't want it.
Just balancing itself out perfectly.
Here's the whole thing. For F toxins, if you're happy, you have energy. When you're depressed, you sit around, smoke weed, and talk about toxins. So then everything goes back to, then there's an enema. You got to flush out the toxins.
This weird preoccupation with things which are outside your body. In your colon, things are outside your body.
Yeah.
But that has to be removed?
There's toxic plaque that is built up inside you. We have to flush it out.
Right, that's such
nonsense. That's why you feel tired. Sometimes when the alarm goes off, do you wish you could sleep another half an hour? You do, don't you? You do. I can see. Yes. Okay, that's toxins. It's all toxins. Really? Really? You fat ass die earlier than everybody else. You sit around and smoke weed all day long and you don't work.
Our intestines are lined with toxins and just like a rubber tire.
That's such total BS. That's amazing. That's all outside our body. Your colon, from the mouth to the colon, is outside your body.
Drew, explain the outside and the inside thing. It's very confusing.
It's a tube. There's a tube that goes from one end to the other, and it's outside your body. And it's designed to keep everything outside your body. It doesn't let
anything
in.
But it's inside. It's inside.
It's within your corpus, but it's outside your body. It's in your body.
Right.
And listen, nothing is ever squeakier, cleaner than a colon when we do colonoscopies, which we do on everybody every 3 to 5 years.
What about the plaque,
Colonoscopy itself does not make them healthier.
What about the toxic plaque?
I mean, we get every speck of everything out of this. So we can
even
examine every piece
plaque,
of it.
The toxic plaque.
Every speck of everything. And that does nothing for their health other than prevent cancer if we see one in there. That's it. So let's go. We got to go.
Right, I'm giving myself an enema anyway.
All right. Good. Right.
Eat up the coffee.
Let's go. Coffee enema. Right. Good.
Fill up the bag. We'll take ourselves a quick break. We'll be right back. Yeah. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Jay Harrington. Lindsay Price here tonight from Coupling. Well, I always want to say Couplings.
Me too.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've noticed, though, that you haven't, and I'm impressed.
I want to.
I know
so many things I want to do that I don't end up doing.
I know.
That is NBC Thursday nights, tomorrow night, 9:30. All right, let's take a question for Lindsay.
Okay.
Matt.
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Good, you're 22.
Yes, I am. I just had a question for Lindsay, how she got into acting and whatnot.
Her mom made her.
it's kind of funny.
She's Korean. That's how it works.
See, that's the funny thing, because I'm in the same boat. My mom is, I'm half Korean. My mom's Korean.
Uh-oh.
And my dad is white. And all through high school, when I was in high school, you know, I tried to do the school plays and whatnot. And my mom would always say, you know, that's you're not going to go anywhere with that and stuff like that. So,
right. Back here to the piano. Ice skating.
Pick up that cello. Rosin up that cello bow
right.
And get back with the abacus.
But I was just wondering how, like, if, like, how her mom was about that.
I was really young, to be honest with you. It was a big accident. She had me enrolled in, you know, all the classes because I was a very energetic child, I think. Ballet and ice skating and taekwondo and one of the classes.
It's because Lindsay had energy that she wasn't little.
Right.
That's
and,
why.
Yeah, that's the story. It's like a fable. Yeah. So then,
Adam had energy too.
Yeah, my parents were the same way. Hey, here's a ball of foil. Go kick it around the driveway.
Go in the backyard.
Out of the house. Yeah.
Yeah, but one of those classes was like a charm school or something, and it was at a department store, and they, it was, and that's why I'm so charming. And they wanted to take my photo for the catalog, and then it snowballed, and I ended up doing commercials.
She's having an arranged marriage. Mom is out there working 24/7 on this. That's what she's doing now.
I know. Because I talked to her mother earlier in the year.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
She wanted to know if I knew any Korean guys. I said, hell no. Anyway, go ahead.
Seriously, that's
I'm
weird.
Sorry. What happened? Arranged marriage?
Yeah. My mom basically said, here's a goat and a chest of gold to bloom.
That's
a dowry? Please take my daughter. She encouraged me. I'm really lucky. And I was very persistent, and so should you be.
So she was behind you.
Yeah.
And also, you don't want to grow up your Toys R Us kid. Those checks kept coming.
That's right. I was lucky. I was very lucky.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah.
Yeah, here's the deal. Almost nobody who does anything that's a little outside of the box had the support or the overwhelming support of their loving parents. And whether you're a composer, musician, whatever, actor, painter, sculptor. So you just move ahead.
Yeah, that's why I joined the military. So that's why I was just
really
asking. Yeah.
All right. That's good. All right. Well, when are you going to be out?
Actually, I'm out in 2 years, so that's what I'm going to pursue when I get
start
out.
Start your acting.
Yep.
All right.
Good luck.
Semper Fi.
Thank you. And I would say your show is really good, too. I watch
thank you.
I don't watch it all the time, partly because you're on it. So.
Hey, thanks.
All right. Hey, Matt.
Yeah.
Hold your ears, Lindsay. You ever masturbate to Lindsay?
No, it's kind of hard with a roommate, so.
Yeah.
Oh, we had him. He called
that's
earlier.
That's a yes.
Not if you get an agreement. That's a yes. I've worked that. There's a little beat off diplomacy that goes on. VCR in the shower.
There you go. See, to make this come full circle, I mean, if he did, then that would mean there was no video. I know that. No video of me.
Oh, but the TV
maybe
show.
He was watching Coupling.
Yeah,
there's
right.
That.
Yeah,
there's
yeah,
that.
Coupling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The guy's very creative. Yeah.
The guys can work.
Okay.
He's worked that. That's all right. That's a compliment.
I like it.
Yeah.
Oh, fine. No, don't go too far with that.
Awkward.
Nick?
Awkward.
Don't encourage him.
Hello?
Nick,
you're 20?
Yeah, I'm 20. I've been,
you smoke pot for years and you got the man boobs now?
Well, I've been working out kind of recently, and I think it's been sort of making it better, but I'm not sure if it's making it better or if it's making it worse, but like...
Are you taking steroids?
No.
It'll make it better. You lose weight, it'll make it better, but...
You overweight?
Not really. I'm kind of out of shape, but, like, recently I've been getting in pretty, like, all right shape.
You still smoking pot?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, that's going to keep it going.
Yeah. It doesn't do anything.
It does.
True. Your does is one half of one tenth
of 1%. Oh, no. Oh, yeah. It's not real common, but when it does, it does.
When it kicks, kicks?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but don't you have to have, a genetic predisposition for this?
Probably, but the point is the pot really gets it going. He would have been over it at 16, and it perpetuates it. That's sort of typically what happens.
How's your dad looking?
I think when he was younger, he kind of had, I think he was in pretty good shape.
Yes.
Dolan, do you know which one your dad is?
What?
And we can tell the difference between your dad and your mom?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a start.
Based on cup size.
Just dad's a C cup, mom's a B. You know what's going on?
But
look, dad has a huge areola.
It's something that he would have been over at 16 if he had kept smoking the pot. It perpetuates this, what's called gynecomastia. It's very common.
My dad has kind of big areolas. Did I ever tell you that?
I don't want to hear anymore.
It's weird.
Enough.
It's really weird. Yeah. But it's kind of weird good, you know. All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, yo. Well, that's it. Oh, look at Drew. Pulling his pants up, running in. Wanting to get in on the end of the show. Well, just in time. I want to thank Lindsay and Jay for coming in here tonight. Coupling.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thursday nights, NBC, 9:30. Go out and see it. Or stay in and see it, I should say. Always a delight. Lindsay, come back anytime. Mm-hmm. Jay, we'll talk. And... now, anytime you guys like, welcome on the show. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Yes.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.